Welcome back, Cardinal community. This is our October edition of the Cardinal Connection, and being the first full week, we have a district leader here with us, and so it's my pleasure to welcome Mr. Hatcher.
Hello.
Hi.
And welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Mm-hmm. Mr. Hatcher, tell us about your role in the district and what role you currently serve in, and how did you come to serve in this role?
Sure, I'm the CFO for the business department. Came about this role through finance work and business degree in school. And I my first job was in finance for the Indianapolis Star newspaper. And I worked for several years for them. And then actually my high school principal, who had become a superintendent and then went to work for the Department of Education, called me and offered me a job and interviewed me for a position at the Department of Education. And so kind of took a leap of faith and changed roles a little bit and went to work for the DOE. And of course, naturally fit to be in a finance role there. So started working in school finance through the DOE, which is kind of backwards, but I was there for 4 years. And then I worked at another state agency that dealt with collective bargaining for 4 years, and then I went back to the DOE for a year, and then Superintendent Mapes called, and they had a position at Perry, so here I am. So it's kind of a strange route to where I am, but been a part of IASBO for almost 10 years before I got here, and so that was a natural fit. I'd always had hoped to get into school finance with the background at the DOE, so it worked out really well.
You say IASBO, many of our, I'm somewhat familiar with it, right?
Yep.
Because of some of the work that I do.
Sure.
But what is that for our listeners?
Yeah, IASBO is the Indiana Association of School Business Officials. So, of course, I had a role through the DOE. I had a lot of contact and a role with IASBO through the DOE work, and so had a lot of the training and the school business certification for school business leadership already through IASBO. So it's our professional organization for the school business people in the state of Indiana.
So really I hear like a lot of work with maybe public sector finance work for like 10, 12 years prior to serving in this role.
Correct.
Yeah, and then some finance work with IndyStar, which is really unique, thinking about that. And so having so many different roles, have you had like a favorite experience in any of those roles?
Sure. Yeah, I really enjoyed my time at the Star when I was younger, and it kind of became a different environment later. I enjoyed my roles at the state, but this has been by far my favorite position that I've ever had. I love this. I love being part of something bigger than me, and I think that's probably the best thing I can say about my job, is that it's able to work with numbers, which most people consider impersonal, but at the same time in a role that helps more than just me or the bottom line so I know I'm not in schools and don't have much to do with students, but like to feel like all administrators or at the school have their small part to play, so it is nice to be part of something bigger than yourself.
That kind of leads to a question for myself. Like, when you think about your responsibilities for your job and how they might affect a teacher, because our primary audience being teachers,
sure.
Right, what's one role or thing that you can think of that might affect a teacher that they may not even understand or realize is something that you do?
Right. Yeah, almost, I'd say 90% of what we do does relate to both support staff and teachers. Are all the payroll that we do on a daily, weekly basis, all of our budgeting, obviously. So we have to be approved to spend the money that we get from the state. So we have to budget correctly. We have to track, of course, there's lots of legislation now about tracking teacher spending and all of those things. So we do a lot of work every day for compensation, benefits. We have our insurance trust takes a lot of time, and we have a lot of work there. So just lots of behind the scene things that affect teachers every day. But
Yep. Yeah, that's that makes me want to go down this rabbit hole of thinking about our pay and the things that are taken care of for us, right, mm-hmm. on the day to day. I will avoid that for the time being, and we appreciate you like budgeting out and being a good steward of the finances so that you can, you know, ultimately give us a, you know, a sign off on the salary. You know, where did you grow up?
What's your background? Yeah, I grew up in Fishers, Indiana, so northeast side. We were one of the, when we moved to Fishers when I was a young man and very years and years ago, and Fishers had about 1,500 people when we moved there, and it's about over 100,000 now, so I've seen the town change quite a bit. So it was a very small community when we got there, and I've lived close to there my whole life. I live in Fortville now, which is kind of like Fishers was back in the day. So, but yeah, grew up here in Indiana.
And so Fishers was your middle school then?
Yes.
Yes. What was it like? Was it called Fishers Middle School?
It was called Hamilton Southeastern Middle School. There was only one of them. So, yeah, there were two elementary schools, one middle school, and one high school. Yeah. And so
now they have like six middle schools maybe combined, right?
I think
together.
They do. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite middle school memory, teacher, subject that you could recall?
Yeah, I had a teacher, Mr. Ballinger, in middle school. It was one of my science teachers. He was an amazing guy, and he really, he was the first time I really, I didn't hate school when I was in elementary school, but Mr. Ballinger was the first class I really took in middle school where I really enjoyed going and was looking forward to it. And I had a teacher named Mrs. Dunn that was one of my math teachers, and of course, in the finance role I am in, math has always been, my brain works like a spreadsheet, so she was a great teacher and really, really inspired me to kind of to take as many math courses as I can and to go that route. So she made me a numbers person, I think, or helped make me a numbers person.
Yeah. I'm assuming our business office runs primarily off Microsoft Sheets, not Google Sheets.
We use Excel.
Excel, that's right. Excel. Sorry. I'm so inundated with the sheets and Gox and whatever, right? And so, that's great. Yeah. Okay, yeah, just checking. Just a geek question in there for myself.
Well, we do use Google Docs, though. We use Google Docs, too, to share documents, and but we convert a lot to the heavier work into heavier spreadsheet work into Excel.
So. Understood. Yeah. Mr. Miller would really appreciate that. What does time look like for you when you're not at work? We've got to talk about like middle school, what your role is. When you're not at work, what's some things you enjoy doing?
Yeah, I have two daughters. I spend as much time as I can with them. One's in college and one is going to college. So, we play a lot of tennis and we're pretty involved in our church, so a lot of our time revolves around our church. But both my girls played high school tennis, so I get as much time in the summer as I can on the courts with them. So
That's fun.
Yeah, a lot of family time. So we have local family. So we spend – my sisters both still live here, and my wife's family lives between Bloomington and here. So, we got a lot to do with family all the time. So. Yeah.
Is there any personal hobby that you have – maybe besides tennis in your family that you enjoy doing? It would surprise our listeners, the analytical side of the brain. Is there anything else?
Yeah, well, I mean, it kind of ties to that, but I'm a puzzle guy. I do puzzles at home a lot. So
my wife would love this right now.
It's kind of boring and old manish, I guess, but I love doing puzzles. So my kids get me puzzles for Father's Day and my birthday and Christmas, and it's kind of a thing. So
that's great.
My
9 and 7-year-old have just taken to puzzles. We do one every vacation we go on. We take a puzzle they will work on it, you know, throughout the dull time. So
That's cool.
Last question.
Yep.
It's kind of a two-parter, or you could answer one or the other. What do you enjoy about Perry Township Schools in your role? Which you've kind of answered, so I'd maybe lean on this one a little bit more. What advice would you give to a new employee in Perry Schools?
Wow, yeah. So I have been amazed being in Perry Township Schools at the small school feel for such a large school. The community here is amazing. I'm impressed. I've been impressed since I got here that I know we're large. We're the 6th or 7th largest district in the state of Indiana. Wow. And that is surprising to most people. especially the ones here, I think, because it feels like a small school. It feels, the community atmosphere here felt like it used to when I was going to a smaller school. So I've been real impressed with that. There's just a lot of people here that really care about their community and care about their schools and, you know, just care about each other. And that's been impressive to me. So
yeah,
I guess that kind of goes along with the second half of your question there. If a new person here, I would ask, you know, I would suggest they get plugged in the community, because it seems like there's just a lot of people willing to open arms and to have help. So,
That's great. Yeah. Well, thank you for the time today. We really appreciate it. We know your schedule is very busy.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.